Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Thank you for joining us. We are down here in just sunny seaside Florida. I tell you what, the water is flat today. It's gorgeous out there. It's just emerald green. You've not been in the Emerald Coast. The sand looked like snow, just fresh snow. It's so beautiful, so clean. And so being down here has been just an inspiration, and I'm excited about it. But we're continuing our series, Becoming a Person of Influence. And I want to just backtrack for a second, because we've talked about a couple of very key points. We've talked about the fact that you have to really grow with influence, to watch yourself go up the blocks from being a model to a motivator to a mentor to multiplying. Your first thing is you got to have integrity with people. They've got to know that what you say is what you mean. The second thing that we covered was you've got to nurture people. You know, you just can't be a dogmatic dictator. You've got to nurture them along the way. Most people step out of their comfort zone when they go into a business for themselves. So you got to nurture them. And today, we're talking about having faith in people. And we're still on the second block, or the second stair, you could say, of influence. This is just in the motivation phase of it. But see, to be able to have faith in people really separates, I think, the wheat from the chaff. It separates the true servant leader. And here's why I say that. There's a lot of people, I think, that get into business, whether it's network marketing, whether it's a brick-and-mortar business, and they really don't have faith in people. Their own baggage that they bring into the relationship, their own baggage, their own life experiences has caused them to basically have the I've been shafted syndrome, and they always think the worst of people. And you can't be that way. You know, one of the most controversial figures and a person that I'm getting to know on more on a personal basis is a man named Phil Piccolo. And Phil, if you look at him from a faith-based area, you would realize that he of all people would be somebody that nobody would have faith in. If you look at the internet, there's been lots of stuff written about him. Now, I don't know if it's all true. I don't know if it's all false. Just getting to know the man. But when I look at that, I figure, you know what? I bet he's got that I've been shafted syndrome too. I bet when he walks into a business or he gets started, he's thinking, who's going to screw me before I can screw them type stuff. And I don't mean that he's going to. I'm just saying that's the syndrome that's out there. But what about having faith in people? You know, Jim Dornan tells a story of how he grew up in Niagara Falls. And one of the guys that had lived up there between the 1824 and 1897 was a tightrope walker. His name people used to pull, I'm trying to think of what this dude's name is, and I can't find it right now, but it doesn't matter. Here's the story. Charles Blondin is his name. Here's the interesting thing about this. Charles went across Niagara Falls before we had technology on a tightrope. He went across with a wheelbarrow. He went across on stilts. He went across on his feet. And he went across carrying somebody on his back. Now think for a second how tough it's got to be just to walk across that tightrope. But think of the faith that somebody had to put in this man to climb up on his back, to hold very steady, and to walk across that tightrope. That takes a lot of faith. You know, that's the crazy thing about this. You have to pardon me there. I was drinking some of that Buzz coffee I got from Tommy Chenault. So when I started reading this, I started thinking about faith in people. Not only do you have to have faith in your leader, like this story was talking about, but you also, as the leader, have to have faith in your people. Here's a few facts. And you want to write these down. Because if you're out there today listening to this show, you're at a stage of your life where you've decided to make a choice and you've decided to go for it. You've decided, I want to become a person of influence, not a person of manipulation. I want to be able to grow a team that trusts me, a team that knows I have integrity. And I want you to write this stuff down. And man, you know, this is one of the strongest chapters. Because faith in people is not something they get in corporate America. It's something that sets you apart. when they see that you have faith in them, it goes a long way. I had a young lady that worked for me at ProStep. Her name was Nicole Ballard. Nicole started downstairs with us in customer service. She started putting in input. She'd input all the applications we'd get in, you know, 700, 800, 900 a month. They kept going up, and she was doing good. And then she got another little role, and we put her into it. And Nicole would sometimes get frustrated with people, both in the company and outside the company. A doll of a girl. But she would get frustrated. But the more I got to know Nicole, the more I realized her frustration came from she wanted to do more, not less. She wanted to learn how to be a people person. She wanted to learn how to better herself. And, you know, she became my personal assistant. I just adored this girl. Adored her husband, too. He was our system admin for many, many years while Kurt Haynes was over serving in Iraq. But it was fun to watch Nicole. Nicole went from just being a what we would call an administrative assistant to literally leading the team at creating our training magazine. We put out a bi-monthly training magazine, full-colored, you know, glossy, everything, the articles, you name it. It was called The Perspective. Some of the greatest leaders in network marketing were in there. She'd interview them. It was great. But part of that had to do because I had faith in her. I didn't worry about what people thought, what people said. I knew that this girl had more heart than most people have in their little pinky. And she proved it. Went on to leave us and went to work in a bank with the PR and marketing department and other great stuff. And it's wonderful. You got to have faith in people. Here's things that I want you to understand. These are facts about having faith in people, and John and Jim do a great job here. Number one, most people don't have faith in themselves. Nicole, as an example, had really been beaten on emotionally by some people, inside and outside the company. And you know, she was hard on herself, harder than anybody else. But when one person came along and had a little faith in her, the sky was the limit. Nancy Dornan writes this, "When you believe in people, they will do the impossible." I remember watching Nicole move from downstairs up to the corporate offices. I watched her not just be the front door for me, but be able to take care of stuff and create the manuals and double check. I mean, it was so good to watch this stuff. There's many people that worked with me at ProStep, but this is one girl that stood out amongst the many because of her tenacity to win and to win at all costs. It was great. Number two. Most people don't have someone who has faith in them. You know, the whole reason most people are so distraught in corporate America is not because corporate America is all that bad. I mean, crying out loud, without corporate America, you wouldn't have one network marketing company. But it's because people don't have faith in them. When you stand up as a leader and you say, "I have faith in you," Harry Wilkes, who's a good friend of mine, seems to be going through some tough times right now because he's not on the radio show much anymore, you know, is somebody that I have full faith in. He's a man that has fought for this country. He's a man that knows how to fly choppers. He's a man that's taught education. He's a man that's done pretty good in network marketing. When I say pretty good, it's not from the money he's earned. It's from the personal development that he's earned. But I have faith in him. I know he's going to be somebody someday. There's so many people like that, and if you reach down into your organization, you'll see that. You'll see people reach up. Number three, most people can tell when someone has faith in them. See, that's the key. When you show that you've got faith in somebody, the sky's the limit. One of the fun things I get to do with my church is I help to get to train some of the volunteers. I'm not one that heads up a volunteer department or anything like that. I just kind of hang out in the background. And I help to train people. But today I was at my breakfast, my pastor and I and some of the other guys that run around together, and we were talking about volunteering this Sunday because it's Easter Sunday. We're having three different services inside of a movie theater. And unlike some churches, we actually have the youth help us in every area of the church. And the pastor looked over and said, Troy, I want you to know something. Your girls are rock-solid leaders in WAVE. Now, WAVE is the kids' volunteer department. He goes, they really show what it takes. Now, do you not think that makes me proud? But more importantly than that, my girls know I have faith in them. My girls know that I love them. My girls know that I've told them over and over and over, find what you love and serve with an open heart. Don't serve out of some agenda. Just serve because you want to serve. And the day that you stop serving, that way you don't get a bad attitude. See, that's what it's all about, folks. Have faith in people. People are going to know when you have faith in them. That's the key here. Number four, most people, this is big. You need to write this down. Most people will do anything to live up to the faith that you have in them. I use my oldest son. My oldest son wanted to be like his dad. That's probably typical for most older sons. Somewhere along the line, he got a little out of whack, obviously. But everything he did because he wanted to live up to that faith in him. Because I always told him, son, you can be anything you want to be. I think God's got a hand in your life. You got to let go of that attitude you've got. The world don't owe you. But always have faith in you. Have faith in JT, my second oldest boy. Have faith in Dolphin. And they know it. Now, when you have faith in your children, the sky's the limit. My 7-year-old and I are starting to learn how to do some things. I'm teaching him how to use the sword. And he gets so excited when he learns a new move. He's 7 years old. But the strength that he's getting and the agility that he's getting is amazing. It's not because we're going to war or anything like that. That's just one of the many weapons that we use. And it's a wooden sword. Y'all don't have to get freaked out or anything. But see, when you have faith in people, they'll do anything. And I watch him make some moves. I watch him do some things. His mom has taught him such a vocabulary. It's hilarious. When you have faith in people, see, this is something else that the guy's writing this book. Difficulty seldom defeat people. A lack in themselves usually does. If you don't have faith in yourself, surround yourself with some people that have faith in you. And sad to say, and there'll be some network marketing leaders that'll probably get really ticked off at me with this next statement. But if you're on a team and your leaders don't have faith in you, and you're starting out, you might want to find a leader that will have some faith in you. That's the key. There's some great leaders and some great companies that have faith in people. I've seen it over and over. There's some people out there that have so much faith in other people, you never hear their names, you always hear their people's names. And that's even better. I was at breakfast yesterday with Corey Johnson from a dynamic company in network marketing called Wyora. The little sleeper company that's really coming on strong in 2010. Corey's whole focus is not to promote himself, it's to promote his leaders. And I find that so encouraging. I find that such a rock-solid attribute of servant leaders. See, that's what it's about. That's the key to success. See, faith is a belief in the action of what that person's going to do. It's the faith of knowing what they can become. It's the action of saying to that person, I'm with you. One of the men that had a lot of faith in me as I was growing up was a man called Staff Sergeant Rillo. He was my senior drill instructor in boot camp. And that man didn't let me have any slack. But I remember the day I walked into his office getting ready to graduate. And he said, Private Dooley, you could have gotten a meritorious mass, except that you let your attitude overcome your logic. And instead of doing what needed to be done, you did what you wanted to do. And I cannot give you this meritorious promotion to PFC, but I'm putting in your record that you deserve it. Because I'm also going to ask you, would you like to go to officer candidate school and learn to be a pilot because you have what it takes? Or do you want to continue on in the MOS that you've chosen? And I carried on in the MOS that I chose, and I really didn't want to be an officer. But I went on to get 3 meritorious masses. I went on to get several accommodations for actions above and beyond the call of duty. I'm not telling you this because, hey, look at Troy. I'm telling you this because I was a snot-nosed, wet-behind-the-ear 17-year-old that learned very quickly that the faith of others helped to spur me on to better growth. The Marine Corps set a foundation in my life that has helped thousands of people now. Because I realized you don't lower the standard, you raise the expectation. When you have faith in people and you believe in them before they can succeed, the sky's the limit. I challenge you right now to write the word believe down the side of your paper. I think this is something good here. And this is something that Maxwell and Jim both do. They try to make impact out of words. Right next to the B, I want you to write this phrase. Believe in people before they succeed. Believe in people before they succeed. Isn't this what you do with your kids when they're growing up? You believe that they're going to crawl before they do. You believe they're going to walk before they do. You believe they're going to run before they do. You believe they're going to graduate before they do. You believe they're going to leave home. Well, and you keep believing that they're going to leave home. Sometimes they don't. See what I mean here? You believe before the action takes place. Everyone wants to be a winner. Everyone loves to be a winner. If you're on my Facebook page, I've got one of my legends that have helped me, Art Williams over there, and he's talking about winning. Everybody wants to be a winner. That's the key to this. The E, right beside it, right, emphasize their strengths. You know, the sign of a young leader, a sign of an immature leader, is when that leader wants to write back and engage in the weaknesses of their organization. Instead of lifting each and every person up together for their strengths, it's their strengths that causes them to be different. It's their strengths that propel them to a new level. One of the current heroes in my life, one of the most controversial men in network marketing, man by name is Kevin Lehman. I'm going to do a post on him later today. You either like Kevin or you hate Kevin. Kevin is an eccentric. He's been called a narcissist. He's been called a mastermind. He's been called words I can't describe on this radio show, even though we're on the internet. I've listened to him berate people. I've listened to people berate him. But the one thing that he did, for whatever reason he did it for, is at one time in his life, he took me under his wing, promoted me to his executive vice president, and he taught me some very key things about copywriting. He taught me some key things about marketing. He taught me some key things about what it takes to be able to excite a response from people in a positive way. And that will never be forgotten. He's got a lot of strengths that are yet to be even discovered. He's got a lot of weaknesses that people always want to point at. See, each person's out there, but if we will emphasize their strengths, they will excel beyond what they even thought they could excel at. See, believing in people before they've proved themselves is the key to motivating people to reach their potential. I watch this in Jim Bartlett a lot. Jim is an SVP over at Lightyear. He's a great tenure in network marketing. He's had his ups and downs like everyone. But he's building a rock-solid team. A few months ago, we did an interview on Lightyear, and one of the guys that hangs out with me at the blog was looking for a new home. Called me up and said, Troy, who would you recommend? I said, actually, Jim Bartlett. I think he would give you the room that you need to grow as a leader, but yet he'd be there to support you when you needed him. Sure enough. A gentleman joined Jim in December, and he's an SVP himself today. Got another one underneath him. Right matchup, strengths in people, sky's the limit. The L in believe. Right beside that, list their past successes. See, sometimes we all get down. We all start to go through something, and you've got to remind your people, hey, remember the success that we shared together? Remember the fun that we had? Man, you did awesome. Get their mindset back where it needs to be. I can remember a few years ago when Dalton went through a pretty rough time period, about 30 days worth of sowing his oats, so to speak. Ended up with a felony charge, a couple of them actually. Unlike his older brother, he learned from that. We've talked about it. He used that. And during that time, some people would have looked at that as a failure. I looked at it as a success because he was honest when the police showed up at the door. He was honest with the judge. He finished his probation. He's never been in trouble again, and now he talks to people about the mistakes that he made. It was a success. The I in believe, right beside it, right, instill confidence when they fail. Failure is part of success. If a person is not failing, they are not succeeding. They're not doing a cotton-picking thing. They're just sitting around, biding time. Part of it might be fear, but they're not doing anything. Failure is part of the business. Failure is part of growth. I know the first time I asked Paige out on a date, she did not say yes. I know the first time I wanted her to marry me, she did not say yes. I remember that the day she did marry me, or the day she did say, yes, I will marry you, I got so flustered I went and puked because I couldn't believe it happened. We've had our ups and downs. I remember those past failures sometimes. I remember the confidence that I grew through. I remember the early days of A.L. Williams, 18, 19 years old, trying to tell parents in their 40s, how to invest their money and why they needed life insurance, buy term and invest the difference. That was tough. I remember trying to sell Zango. That was tough. I remember when I first started with Invisus. That was tough. People want to say no. I want to say no all the time. You guys have heard me say this. I have no problem facing a criminal. I have no problem facing people larger than I am. I have no problem picking up a gun and pointing it at somebody that deserves to have it pointed at. But yet when I'm supposed to pick up the telephone and was worried somebody was going to tell me no, that seemed to really freak me out. I think it does that to a lot of people. You cannot let that happen. You cannot let your team worry about the fear. You got to instill confidence when they fail. When they hear no, you got to say, that's all right, man. That's one step closer to a yes. I would strongly suggest that people go buy the book, Go for No. You can go to www.go4no.com. It's a great book. It'll help you through that process. The E in believe. Experience some wins together. And there is nothing better at building a team, building confidence, having faith in your people, when it's winning together. One of the reasons we did our little Monavie piece not too long ago on leaders that people hadn't heard of is because I really got sick and tired of hearing about, you know, the Brighearts and the Orrin Woodwards and all those folks. They've got great tenures, great leaders. I'm not knocking that. You know who Randy Schroeder is and Dallin Larson, but what about those young people? What about those first-timers that were coming up? I wanted to go out there and recognize them as somebody who wasn't even on their team and let them see what it was like. Experience those wins together. I got to experience the wins with some of those guys, some of those girls. That's exciting. That's what you want to do with your team. Experience the wins together. Listen to this. When people sense victory, they sacrifice to succeed. But when people sense defeat, they give as little as possible. Now, here's why this is important. Too many times, leaders in network marketing attain to a certain position, and they think it's all about them. They're weak in self-esteem. They're weak in failure. These are some harsh words, but listen to me a minute, especially if you're one of these leaders. It's never about you. It's not about telling your downline, well, you got to use my tools with my name on it. You got to use my online system with my name on it. You got to do all this because this is a proven system and it works. There's a place for that, don't get me wrong. But when you've got a leader underneath you, and that leader's moving up in influence, they're moving up in success, they've got their personality rocking and rolling, instead of saying you got to do it my way or the highway, it's time for you to say, it's time that we help you build out something. We need to start building you out a system. Utilizing our techniques and our way of doing it, but you need to build your own presence out there. You need to have your name on those websites. You need to have your names on your tool. You need to have your name out there on the stage. You can still be part of the overall picture. Don't you dare hold your leaders back, because what will happen is what I see all the time. Eventually that leader is going to call me on the phone. And the conversation is going to go something like this. Troy, I love my upline, but I'm not growing anymore. How do I show them love and get out here and start building my own identity? Get out here and start building my team. Now that, my friend, is the real sign of duplication in network marketing. The V. Visualize their future successes together. Man, if they're going through a rough time, visualize what it's going to be like. Visualize the trips to Hawaii. Visualize them paying off that debt. Visualize them not having to do a short sale on their house. Visualize their children not being sick. People can live 40 days without food, 4 days without water, 4 minutes without air, but only 4 seconds without hope. You have to believe, you have to visualize those future successes. And the last E, expect a new level of living. It's not about lifestyle, it's about life. See, I don't want to change my lifestyle. I want to change my life. I want to change my family's life forever. I don't need all the toys and all the frivolous crap. I want $200 million sitting in the bank, so I can get up every morning and say, what country can we go help now whose people may have just been in an earthquake? What family, what people here in the United States can we help whose kids might be going hungry? See, I understand it's not about me. We all need to understand it's about the other people. See, to help people believe that they can achieve a victory, you need to put them in a position to experience those small successes. When they start experiencing the small successes, the sky's the limit. So write these four things down in the next few minutes. Number one, find a strength and focus on it with the people on your team. Build on the past successes of the team. That individual on your team. Help others overcome defeat. When they've gone through a bad situation, business, it doesn't, go for it. Help them overcome it. This is the biggest one. Start off right. Look, you're going to get some new team players on this week. You need to start off right. Start working with them. Start building on their strengths. Start giving them hope. Start motivating them onto what they can become. Not what they have been, but what they can become. That's how you build. That's how you become a person of influence. Is to build other people up. I've got a young lady in Monavi. I can hardly wait till she becomes a black diamond and walks across the stage. I believe in her so much, and I've never met her, but I've seen how she is. I've seen what she writes. I see the passion she has for that company. And I told her, I'll help you any way that I can. I want to see you grow. We do that across the board with leaders and potential leaders in every company. Not about the weakness. About the strength. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. Tomorrow, we're on to some more becoming a person of influence. I will see you in the morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.